As chairman of the Whanganui Chamber of Commerce, I welcome the opportunity, made possible through the Mobile Broadcasting Unit, of saying a few words about Whanganui as a business centre. Being halfway between Wellington and New Plymouth on the main West Coast Highway, Whanganui is ideally situated for the prompt delivery and distribution of goods. The city is well served by road, rail, coastal and river shipping. The railways offer direct transport to Wellington, New Plymouth and the main trunk district, while Whanganui is also the centre of a network of road and transport services. Big improvements are being made by the Public Works Department to the Whanganui Raiatea Arterial Road. This will bring Whanganui much closer to a large central area which has been extensively developed and more closely settled. The harbour offers accommodation for all coastal ships, thereby giving direct contact with the North Island and South Island ports. Pre-war, overseas vessels also called direct Whanganui. A further valuable service is furnished by the river boats, which run for 110 miles upriver, thus giving access to a large area of backcountry and providing the river settlers with a regular service from the city. Perhaps because of its geographical situation and its many amenities, a number of new factories have been established in Whanganui during the last few years. Early this year, the Local Manufacturers Association held an industrial fair, which brought forth 45 different trade exhibits of locally manufactured goods. We have several large and up-to-date clothing factories, while the city is well known throughout the North Island as a furniture manufacturing centre. Many locally made goods are distributed throughout New Zealand. A recent survey disclosed that the total annual wage bill of the manufacturers in Whanganui amounted to £360,000. Surrounded by some of the best farmland in New Zealand, it is not surprising that all the large stock and station agents are represented in Whanganui. Last year, the local appraisement covered over 98,000 bales of wool, the total value of £1,953,000. We have many trade and business organisations, such as the Senior and Junior Chambers of Commerce, both of which take an active interest in business and local affairs. A strong manufacturers' association looks after the interest of the manufacturers, while the employers' association and trade groups are well organised to handle their particular problems. As a shopping centre, Whanganui is well equipped with attractive and well-stocked shops to meet the requirements of the residents in and around the city. The people of Whanganui are very proud of their city, which enjoys a splendid climate and always occupies a very prominent place in the list of recorded sunshine of towns throughout New Zealand. Of the 35 places recorded in New Zealand, Whanganui occupied 7th place in 1943, 6th place in 1944, and 13th place in 1945. Over these 3 years, we averaged 2,200 hours of sunshine. The businessmen are public-spirited and are always ready to assist any worthy object. A general feeling of goodwill prevails in the business life of this city. Whanganui is indeed no mean city.